This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorski, Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, and signing a new document, Space, America's New Strategic Front Line, about low Earth orbit and, by inference, the moon and Mars and beyond, working together with sovereign powers that are not friendly or not trustworthy. Now we come to something on Earth that involves space because it's a ballistic missile. But it, for these many years of the Cold War and since then, the presumption is we're safe now. They're not going to use nuclear weapons on top of an ICBM. And then again, we're not safe now. The old adversaries are at it again. But Henry asked the question, and so do other authors, what about a conventionally armed ICBM? What is that, Henry?
Well, more generally, there are a number of ways that you can eventually get range from China to the U.S. and U.S. from China and Russia and back with the U.S. as well, to deliver with enough accuracy a non-nuclear munition. It could be a non-explosive payload of just a steel rod that's given the kinetic energy of the ICBM coming in is, if accurately targeted, can destroy an awful lot and penetrate very deep into concrete and other things. Or it could be an explosive warhead, and it could be on a hypersonic missile. It may not be a ballistic missile, and it could, you know, they're even talking now about cruise missiles that would conceivably have the range to go intercontinental. The Chinese apparently are interested in all these things. We, of course, have toyed with these things, but put them aside on the argument that, oh, well, you know, we don't need it. And besides, it'll just complicate arms control negotiations and military planning. You don't want to send a missile that might be misunderstood as to whether it's nuclear or not. And so we've held back. The Chinese, the Pentagon fears, is not. And I think it's going to change the nature of warfare of a strategic missile character, because the probability of using a non-nuclear missile against the homeland of the United States and vice versa against China and Russia is much higher. And if it is, the question is, well, how do you deal with that? You're going to not only want to get more interested in active missile defenses, anti-missile systems, but you're going to really have to start looking at something we've kind of ignored since the 50s, and that is passive defenses. I'm not talking about bomb shelters, but hardening things, dispersing them, making things move, and putting them on platforms that people don't expect, like containers on a ship or, you know, railroad cars or whatever. And this goes for a lot of things, not just military hardware. I think it also highlights why, this is going to sound a little woolly headed, why we may have a comparative advantage because the United States doesn't just have one or two major cities or five or six, but a lot. And more important, you know, perhaps courtesy of COVID, we're beginning to take a second look at living places that we didn't think about living. And that's in what was dismissively referred to as flyover country. I think Russia and China are very urbanized in comparison. And so, you know, you start thinking about these things. I don't know that we're thinking or talking about them, but the Pentagon's reference to this ought to trip it. I know that it's a subject that I've been invested in and have been talking about now, I guess, for 3 years. I actually had to go back and look at some of the things I wrote about this threat 3 years ago in American Purpose, which is a journal you can get online. And much of what's described and discussed in the press about this conventional threat from China was, you know, discussed there. I think we need to get more people talking about it.
Henry Sikorsky, Executive Director of Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. The new study is Space, America's New Strategic Front Line. And the old worry is an ICBM with rods for a warhead, once upon a time called Rods from God, and the damage they can do to concentrated defense mechanisms. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.